Hare Krishna. So today we will read next chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is cleansing of the Gundicha temple as ordered by Archita Prabhu and with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. This is we do as a preparation for upcoming Ratha Yatra festival. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So we don't have book as such. Okay. Okay. Anyway, I have it on my iPhone. So chapter 12 of Madhya Lila, cleansing of the Gundicha temple. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes this chapter as follows. The king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, tried his best to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees informed the Lord about the king's desire, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not agree to see him. At that time, Sri Nityananda Prabhu devised a plan, and he sent a piece of the Lord's outward garment to the king. The next day, when Ramananda Rai again entreated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the king, the Lord, denying the request, asked Ramananda Roy to bring the king's son before him. The prince visited the Lord dressed like a Vaishnava and this awakened remembrance of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the son of Maharaj Prataparudra. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the Gundicha temple before the Ratha Yatra took place. He then took his bath and at Indradyumna Lake and partook of prasadam in the garden nearby. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the temple of Gundicha, a Gaudiya Vaishnava washed the lotus feet of the Lord and drank the water. This incident is very significant, for it awoke within the devotee ecstatic love. Then the son of Advaita Prabhu named Gopal fainted during kirtan, and when he did not come to his senses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu favored him by awakening him. There was also some humorous talk between Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu during prasadam. Advaita Prabhu said that Nityananda Prabhu was unknown to anyone and that it was not the duty of a householder brahmana to accept dinner with a person unknown in society. In answer to this humorous statement, Sri Nityananda Prabhu replied that Advaita Acharya was a monist and that one could not know how his mind could be turned by eating with such an impersonalist. The conversation of these two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, carried a deep meaning that only an intelligent man can understand. After all the Vaishnavas finished their luncheon, Sarvadamadar and others took their prasadam within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took great pleasure when he saw the Jagannath deity after the period of the deity's retirement. At that time, Lord Chaitanya was accompanied by all the devotees and all of them were very pleased. Sri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Brindai Samarjayam Kshalanata Sagaura Svachita Vachitalam Ujvalam cha Krishna Pavesha Upaikam Chakaram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made it as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus he made the temple a befitting place for Lord Krishna to sit. Jaya Jaya Gaurachandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Gaurachandra, all glories to Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Chandra, and all glories to all the devotees of the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktagan Shakti Deha Karyena Chaitanya Bharanan. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purvidakshin hoite brabhu yabe aila tandri milite gajapati utkantita aila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. Kata kaite patridila sarvamadhani braburagya hayayadi dekhibariyae. The king sent a letter from his capital, Katak, to Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Bhattacharya likhila braburagyana haila punarapi rajatanre patri pataila. Replying to the king's letter, the Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. Brabhur nikate ache yata bhaktagan moralage tan sabare kariha nivedan. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. Sei sabadayalu more hana sadaya moralagi prabhu pade koribe binaya. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. Tansabara prasademile shibara burapaya prabhu kripa vinamora raja nahi bhaya. By the mercy of law of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord without His mercy. My kingdom does not appeal to me. Yadimore kripana karibe gora hari raja chadi yogi hai hai babikari. If Gora Hari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door. Bhattacharya patri dekhi chintita hana bhaktagana pasad gela sei patri lana. When the Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sabare miliya kahil raja vivaran piche sei patri sabare korail darshan. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Patri deki sabarmane hai la vismaya prabhupade rajapatir eta bhaktihaya. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabe kahe prabhu tanre kabu na milibe ami saba kahe yadi dukkha se manibe. The devotees gave their opinion and said, the Lord will never meet the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy. Sarabhauma kahe saba chala ekabar milite na kahi kahi paraja vyavahara. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya then said, we shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet the king. Rather, we should simply describe the good behavior of the king. Eta bale sabe gela mahabrabhur stane kahite unmukha sabe na kahe vachane. Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. Prabhu kahe, ki kahite, sabaragamana, dekhiye kahite chaha, na kaha, ki karana. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, "What have you all come here to say? I see that you want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason?" Nityananda kahe, tomai chahi nivedite, na kahile rahite, nari kahite bhayachite. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak." Yogya yogya tomaya sabacha hinividite tomaname lile raja chahe yogi hoite. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this: unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant. Kahe mudra lai mune hai babikare raja boganahi chite vina gaura hari. Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In India, there is still a class of professional mendicants who are very much like the gypsies of Western countries. They know some magical art and mystical processes, and their business is to beg from door to door, sometimes pleading and sometimes threatening. Such mendicants are sometimes called yogis and sometimes kanapata yogis. The word kanapata refers to one who has put a hole in his ear to wear an earring made of ivory. Maharaj Prataparudra was so depressed by not getting to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he decided to become such a yogi. Ordinary men think that a yogi must have an ivory earring in his ear, but this is not the sign of a real yogi. Maharaj Prataparudra also thought that to become a mendicant yogi, one must wear such an earring. Dekhiba se mukha chandra nayana bhariya dariba se pada padma hridaye tuliya. Nityananda Prabhu continued, "The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes' full satisfaction. He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart." Yadyapi shuniya prabhur kamala hayaman tathapi bahiri kahe nisturavachan. Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Toma sabar icha ei amare lana rajake milana ihan katakete giya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Katak to see the king." Purport: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is naturally the reservoir of all kindness, and as soon as he heard the statement made by the king, his heart immediately softened. Thus the Lord was ready to go see the king even at Katak. He didn't even consider allowing the king to come from Katak to Jagannath Puri to see him. It is significant that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind that he was ready to go see the king at Katak. Apparently, it was never expected that the king wanted to see the Lord at his place. But by way of being externally harsh, the Lord indicated that if all the devotees so desired, he would go to Katak to see the king. So this is a very interesting description, which is carried over from the previous chapter, how much Maharaj Prataparudra had to struggle to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in here, it is described how determined the king was and how great devotee he was, that unless he would get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was ready to give up his kingdom and become a mendicant. And so, one important point is that it is happening in Jagannath Puri, the place of Lord Jagannath, and Srila Gaurgovinda Maharaj wrote a book which was entitled An Embankment of Separation, describing the mood of Jagannath Puri. And it is very interesting to see how the interaction with Lord Jagannath is happening in Jagannath Puri. For example, we may perceive certain things from external viewpoint. For example, we might go to Jagannath Puri and be very upset about the fact that they still, you know, so many hundred years later, they still have a sign on the temple wall at the temple entrance, Hindus only. So not allowing ISKCON devotees from non-Hindu background to enter into the temple. Prabhupada was also not very happy with that. He said, they don't allow my disciples to enter, so I will not enter also. But, and sometimes devotees were so upset with the fact that they tried to force themselves into the temple, and of course that created a lot of uproar and even clashes with the local guards and pandas. But if we look at it from Krishna conscious point of view, we can also understand that not even a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. And this is very important for us to see how the great devotees such as Haridas Thakur and Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, who externally, being Indians, they looked exactly like Hindus, and at the entrance of the temple nobody is asking, you know, the whatever documents confirming whether you are Hindu or not. So they just see if you are brown enough you can enter. But nevertheless, neither Haridas Thakur nor Rupa and Sanatana Goswami ever tried, what to speak of entering the temple. We can see that they didn't even want to come close near the entrance, as Sanatana Goswami was explaining, that if I go too close by the temple entrance, I might touch some of the servants of Lord Jagannath, and because I am low class, I may contaminate them, and I may commit an offense towards Lord Jagannath. So we can see that the greatest devotees are the ones who display the greatest level of humility, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu indicated, Trinada Pisa Nishanat Arora Pisa Hishnunat Amani Namadanana Kirtanya Sadahari, that to be more tolerant than a tree, to be lower than a blade of grass, always showing all respect to others and not expecting any respect for oneself. These are the prerequisites for constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord. And these great associates of the Lord, they displayed those symptoms. But we may also ask, if everything is in Lord Jagannath's will, if everything is happening according to Lord Jagannath's desire, then why wouldn't he encourage these people to remove the sign and let everyone freely enter the temple? And the answer is very simple, that it's Lord Jagannath's pastime. Because this is the mood of Jagannath Puri, the mood of separation from the Lord. And as we know, separation makes the heart grow fonder. And so Lord Jagannath likes to hide from his devotees in this way. And devotees actually develop great aspiration to see him. And we know for ourselves that if we can get something very easily, when do we, we don't value that achievement, right? But if we really have to struggle for something, then we really appreciate that. And so, in the same light, why we are talking about it, because we may also ask, okay, externally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the sake of preaching, for the sake of influencing the higher levels of society and reaching out to greater audience, he chose to take sannyas in Mayavad Sampradaya, because Mayavadis, even today, are considered to be the most authoritative representatives of Vedic culture, right? I've been to Ratha Yatra and I've seen that before the cars start moving, the most influential, the most respected members of society, they come up to the cart to receive Lord Jagannath's and Baladev's and Subhadra's blessing. And who is going on the cart first? Who is representing Brahmanas? Mayavadi sannyasis. And in Jagannath Puri, they actually have the one of the four key headquarters established by Adi Shankaracharya, which is called Govardhan Math. Anyone who's been to Puri would see that. And only after the Mayavadi sannyasis go up the cart, only then the king goes up the cart. And so we can understand that even now this is the case, what to speak of more than 500 years ago when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was preaching. So for the sake of effective preaching, he took sannyas from Mayavadi Sampradaya. And then he was right in the middle of them and he was preaching to all of them and converting them very effectively, which in effect, helped to spread Krishna consciousness very quickly, converting such people as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Sarasvati, etc. And we may attribute the kind of, very rigid and strict sannyas behavior to the fact that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in that position. And as we know, Mayavadi sannyasis, they tend to be extremely renounced, right? And strict in their conduct, no exceptions to the rules. And being very proud of this. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in that category. He knew that the king is a great devotee and he actually wanted to meet the king. But we can see that he is very resistant and he makes his devotees to beg on king's behalf, because they all know that how great the king is, and as well as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this pastime is going on, that regardless of that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still resisting. Of course, one external aspect is that he's setting an example. But the internal aspect is that he is increasing king's devotion towards himself in this way by placing obstacles on the path of their meeting. Because this is Jagannath Puri. This is the embankment of separation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in that particular mood in this place. And we can see that king is displaying a real devotional character, that he is not interested in anything, neither in wealth associated with his position, nor in fame, nor in power. And he only perceives all